it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us on Mondays. We always check in on the markets as a new week is underway, and what are the financial expectations of maybe the economy and what's going on with your money. It's why we do Money Mondays, and our exclusive title sponsor for as just about as long as we've had this segment on the air has been David Fisher and Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575, doing a great job of educating you and me every week as to what's going on in the economy and what's going on in the world around us. And David rejoins us. David, we have hit, well, we're beyond the halfway point now for the year. We've started kind of what I'm calling the back nine, and I certainly didn't putt very well on the front nine, health-wise or mental state or emotions or anything else. I mean, I just want my first half of the year back, basically. How are we tracking into the second half of the year here, and where are the markets at?
Well, the Dow year-to-date is down 8.9%. These are the close of Friday's numbers. So the S&P is down 1.8%, but the NASDAQ is totally the opposite direction at 17.5%. And gold, again, leading the charge at 18.6%. And what's happening this week is earnings. They're getting underway as we see major U.S. banks reporting the results from the past 3 months, and they're going to get some pretty bad reports that are going to come out. Looks like the projections are they're going to decline by a whopping 44.6% year over year, according to FactSet, which is the biggest decline in banks since the quarter of 2008, wow. The last quarter there. But Goldman Sachs says something completely different. They say, no, expect 60% drop in banks in QE2 in earnings per share, much worse than the census. But we are having some problems still with post-COVID-19 pandemic. Now a lot of these payments to the banks from forbearance groups, because they got a 90-day window, Kevin, where they didn't have to make payments like mortgage payments,
right,
and corporate payments and things like that. Now Wells Fargo is preparing to cut thousands of jobs. United Airlines is going to cut 36,000 employees on furlough on October 1st unless demand drastically changes. Southwest just said we're going to have three times as much demand, otherwise they're going to do a big cut. GNC filed for bankruptcy along with 24-Hour Fitness. It's probably only going to get worse from here.
Well, and that's you know, what everybody could kind of see. The handwriting was on the wall. You shut down an economy for 18 weeks, and people that are dependent upon that economy to exist are not going to be able to continue to stay in business. So it is not a welcomed sight. And certainly continued to have that impact into quarter two. As you know, I think that some people didn't fare as badly in quarter one and kind of escaped by the skin of their teeth. But quarter two was always going to be a bullseye, wasn't it, David?
Yes, we talked about that in quarter one when we get to quarter two. And now we're in that environment and the numbers are going to come out and they're going to be horrendous.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the NASDAQ is doing and seeing that is so counter to what the rest of the market is doing.
Well, it's all because of five big stocks, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which is causing the market to soar, which that represents 25% of the NASDAQ. But if you took those stocks out of it, the market would be a dud. In essence, the big five is the ones that's causing the market to go up.
Yeah,
as much as it has, 18%, almost 17.5%. If you took those out, the numbers would be, the market would be down 10.9%. And you could have done better, you know, putting your money in an overall savings account than the index that's being somewhat manipulated, because the P&E ratio, and this is a really important point, which says how much is this stock, these stocks valued at? Are they overvalued or undervalued? It should be at 16 or 17 is what the market says. That's the normal, where a market is not overvalued. It's at 24 today. So we have some big problems moving forward, and don't expect these big increases is what analysts are saying moving forward like we saw in the last quarter.
Yeah. What about other sectors that are in financial trouble?
Well, the obvious one is banks are in trouble. The banks are reporting their reports, their earnings. So imagine just for a second if one of those banks failed and they didn't have – because, you know, on March 26th, the Fed said you don't have to have any reserves on hand, zero reserves, which is just insane. So banks are in trouble. Corporations – have been issuing debt so they don't get into trouble. The debt issuance has doubled this year in quarter two compared to quarter one. High yield insurance issuance, in other words, good paper debt, is up 61%. And what is happening, the world is drowning in debt. Government is in debt, Fed is in debt, business is in debt, personal debt is indebtedness. We have this, what I call the great debt bubble. And what happens is most businesses and consumers, if they tighten their belt, we'll have a horrendous problem because 40% of families right now, Kevin, are struggling to keep their mortgage payments, are struggling to make those payments. And what is happening is this is kind of like the, I don't want to be a and it's chicken little, the sky is falling, but this is like the Titanic. The pumps are working great after they hit the Titanic hit the iceberg, and just as long as the engines can keep going, they can pump enough water to keep it out and remain afloat. We all know the story. Once it went over the unsinkable watertight compartments, then the engines were flooded with water, and then the ship sank. Well, right. It's likened unto keep pumping money into the economy. Just keep pumping it. The Fed pumps it. The government pumps it. People getting more debt, corporations' debt. At some point, that's not going to work, and we're going to have a sinking economy, and reality will take place because for every $3 of debt being created, we only have $1 of economic growth. So that's why gold is imperative now more than ever because that's the best environment for gold with this quantitative easing. It rose substantially, twice as much as stocks from 2008 to 2012. So get your gold right now. It broke through two major resistance levels. It's in a major bull market right now, and we're going to see really high prices in gold in a short period of time, and you've never heard me say that type of sentiment.
Yeah, well, and you know, the record speaks for itself, up 18% on the year, friends. If you and don't think this is too late. This is the perfect time. Start buying it now. And hedge protection of everything else that you've got invested, because it will be important. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575.